It's Friday, December 7th. December 7th. It's January 7th.
It's January
2022. We're home with Kyle with day two of Nashville in crisis.
Here I go. The people really want to know who I is and who I be. They stop and stare when they see me.
If instead of I just want to, like, people want to know the word snow. I can't, we can't start a show with a segue, but Kyle, how many inches did you get?
We got a solid 8 near me, which is definitely snowpocalypse level.
So hide your kids, hide your wives level.
Exactly. Like, pull everyone down, keep them inside, right? It was 13 overnight here. I mean, just everything went sideways.
Calamity.
Yeah. So I haven't gone out, you know. Luckily, I have the luxury of not going out, but awesome. Yeah.
I remember. It's snow fun. Days, kids. I asked Kyle this morning. I was like, hey, what's the airport doing? And he pulled up the site and he was like, canceled.
It's like if COVID sickness for airports was and airlines wasn't enough, we got dumped. Everybody's like, no, yeah, we're not flying out of here.
What hat are you wearing today? Are you wearing the same hat? Yep. It's a black on black contagious hat.
Black on black contagious represent, day.
Yeah, every day it's like, what hat are you wearing? What hat am I wearing? And so today we made the right Friday decision, the black on black contagious spot. All right. So we have a lot of stuff to talk about. I really want to start off, Kyle, with a text that I got from you at the end of the day. My family, we had a memorial service to go to. So I cut out a little early and I'm getting the family ready and we're all dressing up and getting ready to go. And Kyle sends me a text of a screenshot he got from the COO of Ford Direct, who put his cell phone number and like, please call me right away.
It was like
as a comment on your LinkedIn post.
It's like as a dealer, when you get that really, really bad review and like the GM or dealer principal sweeps in and like leaves a comment. And it's like, please call. Right. Which is great. I love it. So essentially like backstory, right. So in Auto Genius, a guy named Jeff Revilla, he's the marketing director for Smale Auto Group and just really all around smart dude, is diving into his websites, jumps on a Ford website and realizes that his credit application is getting directed instead of to his finance application page, immediately 301 redirected, which if you know what a 301 redirect is, it's essentially taking any URL and saying that URL, when someone hits it, direct to X URL permanently.
Hold on. We haven't used this in a while.
Okay.
Did I do that?
That's our nerd alert button. But okay, it was good explanation. Go.
So essentially, it was going to the Ford.com credit application site, now dedicated to that dealer, but it was bouncing them to a new tab on Ford.com, redirecting the traffic, losing all the analytics, which is a big problem.
Yeah, for those of you that don't understand, like, that's just a big no-no.
Big no-no. And it was not, like, the dealer didn't get notified. No one from Ford Direct notified. Dealer Inspire didn't notify. And so he put out like the alert. And apparently it happened to a Syncro site, some other Dealer Inspire sites. So whether or not it was accidental or purposeful, it presents a major problem when we're talking about like dealer OEM mandated website integrations and their ability to affect change without the dealer having any clue what happened on the website. Right. So I got permission from Jeff to kind of like talk about it on multiple different platforms. So I guess it got through the ranks of Ford Direct and got to the COO, and he reached out, which I was pretty actually proud of, instead of like stewing up there like, oh, this guy doesn't know what he's talking about. These people. It's like, hey, we're going to enter in. We're going to have a conversation. He answered the phone, was extremely gentlemanly, said, hey, look, I talked to my team. That's not what should be happening. Maybe this was a setup issue. We kind of talked through why that's probably not the case. And he's willing to kind of like bring some of these marketers in and have a conversation about how not to make these things happen again. So, I don't know what's going to come of that, but I'm encouraged, but also like glaring red flag, in my opinion.
Yeah. Dominic, understand, this comment for sure. Unfortunately, there was something to catch, right? This is the part of the work that we're trying to do as a community. The fact that, like, look, you're in the C-suite, not always going to be aware of who else is causing other things to happen, right? Yeah. So I don't think my perception, right? I don't think the intention was bad, but there's so much distrust built up that it's just like whenever you get in a litigious situation, right? The second somebody lawyers up, everyone starts imagining the other person at their worst.
Yes.
Right. And it just sets that tone. And that's the baseline of the relationship. I think with OEMs in a lot of cases, that's the tone that's already been set. So yeah. Although that's not always the intention, right? You have both sides are like, we want this to be better. And situations like this, you know, they come up gratefully. The Auto Genius community caught it, you know, pushed it up the chain. Kyle, you were able to use your network to go to push that information out. It got a response from the C-suite. There's a dialogue going on. And like, hopefully this can help us start to imagine everybody at their best, right? And build a bridge and fix things and improve communication, because we need to band together if we're going to fight back against the barbarians at the gate. And speaking of the barbarians at the gate.
Segway.
Time.
Give them that segue.
Can't touch this. Oh, it's not part of it. So yesterday, news dropped that, Rivian stock dropped quite a bit. Because Stellantis and Amazon made a little announcement.
Right. So Stellantis and Amazon deepened their partnership. Obviously, Stellantis has delivered way more vehicles to Amazon. They have redesigned a whole truck delivery platform in partnership with Amazon, right? So you've got like prior deliveries, increased partnership, co-design, and then promise of future deliveries happening within a legacy OEM relationship that is promising an EV future and a software development future. And this is the key. And we talked about this earlier today before we jumped on, that the reality is that Rivian, one, hasn't delivered these vehicles, even though they promised 100,000. And two, the network is not as tight from like a deliverability, a scale,
service,
you know, servicing
installation,
these
right? You think of all the things that go, if you're in fleet, right? You understand it's not just delivery. You need to make sure it's set up properly for the application, that there's the handoff that goes well, that the liaison at the company and the liaison for yes. the, like it's in place. So yeah. What we have is OEMs punching back, right? Here's a big fat counterpunch and dealers, the dealer network, we get to be a part of it. And it's it feels good, right? The second you throw a counterpunch and it lands, you're like, oh, all right, we have a match now, right? This is a match. It's not a blowout. Yeah. This is a match. We're going to see what happens. So that was pretty encouraging to see, just that good competitive nature going on, like dealers getting together, OEMs leveraging the value that dealer, the retail network actually brings to be able to make some of these agreements and just throw some weight around.
Yeah.
Throw some weight around.
I love the way, and I think it's encouraging from a dealer perspective, because like you tease that out, like we just said, and it's really because of the dealer network that's in place that Stellantis has the position and power
leverage
yeah. with Amazon, even though Amazon is deeply invested in Rivian's success, right?
They're more invested in Amazon's success, right?
Exactly. And they recognize that like business now is just as important as business in 5 years. And if the partnership makes sense, you know, and the business in 5 years, Stellantis like delivers on what they've promised with this 2030 directive, then like Amazon's going to continue in that, right? And that's good for the dealer network. So I'm pumped about that. That relationship.
Yeah. No, it's a ton of fun. All right. Two more things we want to hit today before we're going to do our best again to keep it under 15 minutes. We got 6 minutes left. Okay. So let's talk a little bit of stock news, crypto, and then we're going to get into my favorite story that we're going to talk about today. So GameStop yesterday, overnight after hours trading, GameStop jumped what? 20-30%
on 25%
on the announcement. They said, okay, so, you know, GameStop has been kind of a meme stock this year. It's been on a wild ride. But the windfall of becoming a meme stock and still ending out ahead is that GameStop now says, how are we going to reinvent to make some trouble, right? It's been kind of in the quiet corner. It's the store that, like, when you walked in, you're like, this smells exactly like a college dorm room, right? If you've ever been to GameStop, right? But they're like, no, we're going to reinvent. We're going to lean into our customer base, embrace the meme stock nature of it, and we're going to enter into a crypto NFT trajectory, build a whole department around it, make some partnerships, build out some games, build out some NFTs and an ecosystem, and give it another swing. Like, I like this. It's a little troublemaker.
It is a little troublemaker. And I love, you know, just like the fact that just announcing that, you know, it's like, well, here it comes, you know, here it comes again. Someone announces this, right? We look back at like Toys R Us creating NFTs for the giraffe.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, let's try it. Let's see what's happening. Let's see if we can enter into that space, create a marketplace for it. And to be really honest, like they're probably the best poised for that with their current body of users, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Like those people are the people.
Oh, that no, are that's they're the people
paying
that
attention
are, yes.
to that stuff.
No, I think it's a good move. Jim, want to just give you a shout out. Jim Elliott made a comment, and I know there's a delay on LinkedIn. So Jim bumped in on the fleet conversation, and he was talking about the F-150 in particular being a great, Tesla ride, being a great pushback against the barbarian. So just want to acknowledge you for a second. Yeah, so do you remember Kodak Coin?
No.
Okay, so this was like real early in crypto, like before, like if you bought Bitcoin when this conversation was happening, you wouldn't be paying attention to LinkedIn this morning because you'd be doing something else. But Kodak said, we're going to release a coin called Kodak Coin. And this coin is, and their stock price jumped up big time and they didn't do anything with it. I was like, this is a great play because it's like they said, we're going to make this coin based on the rights management of photos. And how we can make sure creators get paid. So they were like ahead of their time.
Oh my goodness.
They were ahead of their time, but it died. It was more of an announcement than a commitment. And like you never even heard of it because it was flash in the pan. All right. We have a few minutes left, about 3 or 4 minutes. We want to make sure we talk about a really important story. Automotive State of the Union is about when dealers band together, no crisis can win. And Kyle and I spent some time with the GM yesterday, who is a good friend and an amazing, amazing leader. Let me set the stage. We're talking about someone who, when they moved from one store to another store, which was also from one state to another state, and not like drive across the border, but like you have to fly now to get there, 25% of his staff moved with him.
Yeah, of his current 25% of his current staff is staff from his previous
store. Yes, more accurate.
It's absolutely crazy. So, tell the story, Paul. I think
so right now, obviously, everyone's dealing with challenges, a lot of COVID challenges specifically because, you know, cases are on the rise. People are getting sick. Everyone's trying to be safe and keep people home. And this store particularly, they have a manager who is in ICU right now. And this is the gentleman that's in ICU, pillar of his community, pastor of his church. Right. Everyone, he's always there for everyone. And now he's in really rough shape. And I can't remember, Kyle, how long it's been going on. But at the end of every day, a whole group of it could be managers, it could be service techs, it could be
across the dealership. Yeah.
Yeah. So we're not just talking about one department. We're talking about a group of people go to the hospital to visit outside the room and they pray for him every single day.
You know, like. I can't even describe the emotions that I get over that, right? What I know from my dealership life and the way that people came around me in the times that were the hardest, right, is this is what dealers are made of, and especially the really good dealers and the ones that, you know, that every company wants to say we're family until you really have to be family. And what's really cool about this is like, this wasn't just like, oh, let's try and start being family today, right? Yeah. Let's try and start caring for each other today. This is pre-work that has been done over years to craft and create a culture that cares about everybody, right? It's the way you treat employees, the way you pay them for sick time, the way that all of that type of stuff starts to create a culture that says, hey, look, this person is important enough for me to stay late, to drive, to be outside of a place and care for this person's family and for their well-being at a level that is selfless, right?
Yeah. And we had the conversation, right? Even this GM is like, we're going to pay people like they mandated during COVID times. If someone's sick, you have to pay them. That's continued in the store. He's like, if you don't feel good, stay home. I'll pay you. I'd rather pay the money and make sure we're doing the best that we can. Because I know that everything else will follow, right? The store will be fine because you treat. So we were like, well, what comes first, right? He can do this because he's obviously has profit because he's been very successful. So do you think he can care for his people that way because he has profit? Or do you think that he has profit because he has always cared for his people this way, right?
I mean, I know the story, and the story is they have profit and success because he's always cared for his people this way. And absolutely. I think that that's probably a theme that you can find in so many spaces across business. So kudos. If you're listening, you definitely know who you are.
Yeah, you do.
We are just overwhelmed by that it personally. And then also, you know, just to encourage the dealer body for those that are doing such a great job out there. So many, right? I've gotten so many stories of that this week, shared one on LinkedIn earlier this week, you know, just of dealers doing the right thing for their people and for the community. It is prevalent. And so tell those stories and keep doing that. And if you're hearing this and it's like, I don't know how to get there, just start trying, try somewhere, right? Little, because yep. That's what makes it work.
And let's just say this, closing out, you see on the ticker in the bottom, like to sign up for the email list. I think we're going to start sharing these stories in our email, and we'll try to share more of them on the show. So if you have a story, you know, of someone doing something exemplary, you could go to the website, asodu.com, and you can reach out to us there, or you can just make a comment or DM us in any of the platforms you're seeing this live stream on. And we'll make sure that we get some of these, because I think sharing these is encouraging for one another. And that's what we're about, sticking together, banding together. And when we do that, no crisis can win. Not only that, but we can really enjoy what we do for a living and be proud of it. So until tomorrow, or till Monday, have an awesome weekend. Serve somebody.